Hello everyone and welcome to another amazing functional medicine healing journey episode. I'm Danny Banai and I'm a functional medicine certified health coach. My mission is to make the world a healthier place. Through the Rin amazing healing journey, you will discover how she decreased her A1C level from above 11 to 4.6 and eventually healed naturally from diabetes type 2 after more than 10 years of suffering. What she did on the way and how she deals with it today. Our guest for today, she is a native to Cleveland, Ohio. She went into functional medicine to learn more about health coaching in order to help others learn and find way to a different form of treatment that addresses the root cause of chronic disease instead of treating individual symptoms. She believed that there is hope for others once they set realistic short-term goals that help set them up for achievement instead of failure. She is passionate about getting to the root cause of the situation. Welcome, Doreen Sconier, and thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. So how do you feel today?
I'm feeling great. How about you?
I'm feeling wonderful. It's very good weather here. So Doreen, before we dig in, we want people to get to know you better. Tell us about yourself.
Okay. I just recently graduated from the Functional Medicine Coaching Academy online. Mm-hmm. I also have a bachelor's degree from Kent State University here in Ohio. Mm-hmm. I'm a native of Cleveland, Ohio. What I love to do is I play music on the side for an orchestra, but what I'm passionate about is servicing others, and I've been so for quite some time.
Wow, so amazing to hear that you love to play music and you like to help people. I know that playing music is developing our brain, our cognitive brain, right?
Right. It's a good form of meditation.
Yeah, excellent. As you already know, the purpose of our project is to share personal healing journey. Mm-hmm. So tell us, Doreen, what did you suffer from and for how long?
Okay, I had suffered from type 2 diabetes, mm-hmm. which also eventually developed into an autoimmune problem as well. And it's been about 13 years that I had suffered from that. And I decided to do a little more research to figure out if there was another approach to treating the disease besides the insulin and other medication.
Okay. So you mentioned diabetes type 2 and autoimmune, right?
Yes.
Can you please describe what is diabetes type 2 and what is autoimmune disease?
Type 2 diabetes is a metabolistic disorder, and when the insulin rises to different levels and never comes back down like it should mm-hmm. when eating, then it can develop into blood sugar issues and a lot of other side effects, including losing sight, kidney problems, heart problems, stroke, and it can even lead to death if it's not treated.
Wow.
Yes.
Sounds scary.
It does.
And autoimmune?
Yes. That part was due to a lot of environmental issues and how things are with food and water in our environment. Not everything is always as it seems, meaning there's a little more preparation involved.
Okay. In your personal life, what do you think caused those diseases?
Part of it was the food, and also part of it was the environment and how the food is produced in certain circumstances.
Okay. What do you mean part of was the environment? Like, can you give example?
Yes. For example, if we're not drinking the water by using a filtering system, mm-hmm. there's a lot of contamination that gets into the tap water, for instance. Mm-hmm. And if we don't filter it, then we could pick up different things over time. It can build up over time in our bodies.
Okay, and when you say by diet, what do you mean? Like how it came to an end in your personal life?
It's not only choosing the right foods that we are all aware of, but also finding out what triggers are in the inflammation in our bodies. For example, it could be gluten-based, which it was for me, it turned out to be partially that. Oh. And obviously the refined sugars and dairy and the wheat.
Okay, so basically, if I understand you right, you deal with two diseases, right? One is diabetes type 2, and right. The second one is autoimmune that caused by some kind of a reaction to gluten or right. environmental toxic, right?
Right.
Okay, and when you had those diseases, how did you feel?
I felt very fatigued and tired all the time. Mm-hmm. I felt like something was missing, even when they were providing me with the traditional, conventional treatment, mm-hmm. such as the medication for it, or even insulin. If it wasn't the right amount or too much, everything could go up and down, just not, it wouldn't be stable in the okay. sugar balance.
Okay. So it was not simple, if I understand you right, taking those medicine and that you don't know how to balance it, right? That once your sugar is up, then it's down and you're not feeling well.
Right.
Okay. And what was the most difficult thing for you?
Doing the blood glucose meter testing, where you have to take a reading before every meal, and then making sure you get the medication 15 minutes before a meal, before sitting down to a meal, and then on top of it, keeping a food log, and then trying to take it before bedtime, a different type of insulin to make sure that your body is going to be okay overnight and you won't have a blood sugar drop in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I know how you feel because my mother have the same thing. I see mm-hmm. her like almost every day, you know, she need to test her blood sugar level and then she need to know how much insulin she need to inject. And it's mm-hmm. very frustrating for her. It's very hard, the process itself. Mm-hmm. So I can understand how it was so difficult for you. Mm-hmm. Now let's go on to the positive side. Of course,
yes.
Of course, we always learning from our bad experience. But
yes.
Let's explore, how did you recover from it naturally?
I recovered from it by first reaching out to different individuals, because at first I was going online to research. I was still finding like conflicting information between the two, like yes, it does, no, it doesn't. So I decided to find a functional medicine nutritionist. Mm-hmm. And he was based out of Texas. And we were able to hold Zoom conferences together. And he would give me some details on where to go find some additional information about what certain foods can do to you, mm-hmm. how they can trigger your responses. And then he was also guiding us as a group to test to see how food made us feel. Mm-hmm. And then in order to stop going and falling off the bandwagon each time, he had us do a method of crowding out the food, not giving up everything right away, mm-hmm. but introducing some other good foods and having those combined so that eventually I have more of a acquired taste for the more health-promoting foods instead of the bad.
Okay.
And then elimination came in. And for the autoimmune piece, since he was not comfortable in that particular area, he pointed me to find out a doctor that would be in depth with about that. So I found a functional medicine doctor out in Mentor, Ohio. And when I saw what she was able to do by her own testimonial and own experience, she was able to take herself off of 8 different medications for 8 different problems. And she's in her mid-60s and has the energy of like she was so much younger. I was very impressed.
So first you start by changing your diet by reading online and find a functional medicine nutrition that is expert on this mm-hmm. field. And then he help you to change the diet and he guide you of mm-hmm. what is good for you, for your body, and also what is the right combination so you will feel that you will enjoy through the process.
Yes.
Okay, excellent. And then when you start to feel better and you want also to deal with the autoimmune disease,
right.
The doctor itself, he had lack of experience, so you turn on to a different functional medicine doctor, right?
Yes.
That you have experience by yourself, and she limit her exposure to toxic and thing that caused her a reaction and inflammation, and she went out from a different drug, and then she helped you with the elimination diet, right?
Right.
And this thing, this the second step, help you to deal with the autoimmune disease.
Right.
Okay, so can you just like tell me in years, like how long each process take you? Like how long you have the diabetes type 2 and the autoimmune? Mm-hmm. And then when you start to make the healthy lifestyle change, first of all, for how long? And then when you saw actually the change and eventually you recover yourself and reverse your diabetes type 2 and the autoimmune disease.
Okay. After 13 years of suffering from it and trying to figure things out, after working with the nutritionist, I would say it would have been up to 6 months with him seeing transformation, but then going to the functional medicine doctor to take care of the other pieces, you know, finding out what the deficiencies were through tests, okay. It would take about a year.
Okay. The second part is related to the elimination?
Yes. Right? And also the testing of what my also deficiencies actually were.
Now, what was like your number that, you know, that you knew that you had diabetes type 2 and how you know that now you don't have it?
Okay. Probably about 13 years ago, it was an A1C of 7.1. And then, of course, it went full-blown several years ago to 11.1. And then it dropped down to the normal numbers that they think every person should have when they don't even have diabetes. So it reversed that much to about the 4.5 range.
Yeah, it's very 4 point. It's very low and very healthy. Basically, this is the healthy level. Yes. So I just want to summarize it again. Basically, by changing right your diet,
right,
you completely succeed to reverse your diabetes type 2.
Right.
Okay. Anything else that you did, or only the nutrition, the diet change?
There was also a little more meditation to handle the stress of it all.
Okay.
So she had a very good serene meditation, but I've also been using music as a meditation because I get the physical movement out of it too, okay. Playing the violin. And then the other thing was just changing the environment a little bit so that I could respond better to the atmosphere.
If I want to summarize and eventually try to nail down the one thing that have the most big impact on your health and your disease condition, it was the diet change to eat the right and healthy food and ingredient for you.
Right. That and making it more in a natural format, because before when I would have vegetables, it wouldn't be clean enough. In other words, it had to be more organic. I had to go as organic, as natural as possible to make it feel better.
Okay. So also that it will be close to its natural form.
Right.
Okay, excellent. What was the most helpful step or research for you?
The most helpful step in research for me was actually being able to find these people online, because I network with different individuals. Mm-hmm. I don't believe I would have been able to find them without their Facebook ads.
Wow.
And they had very intriguing titles. One was called Diabetes Type 2, The Way Out. And the other one was called something like LiveAware.
Okay, so for my knowledge in marketing, basically you search them on Google, you enter to the website, and then they retarget you over Facebook, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then, okay, nice, amazing. Mm-hmm. It's amazing that you were there, like you want the change, but it took you some time. And then when they hunt you through Facebook, you said, okay, let's do it. I need to do it. Okay, excellent. What you will tell to a person or to yourself that is in the same stage you were?
To not give up hope on trying to find another way. And if you're still sitting on the fence, just keep researching and you'll find more information.
Okay, so basically think positive and develop hope that change will come.
Yes.
Okay. What do you think will be the first baby step, action step, or small little step a person can do in order to begin his healing journey?
In order to do that, they need to have a positive mindset to start with. If they're not ready to make that change, it's not going to happen right away. Baby steps would be more like short-term goals of even changing the diet up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Maybe including more of the good stuff, not necessarily right away giving everything else up. Just see how it feels with going with some more health-promoting foods for a while squeezing out the other side, the bad side of the
Okay, so I will try to combine the two question into one answer. So basically you're saying first, you need to develop a positive mindset, right?
Yes.
Believe and develop hope that something will change. Mm-hmm. And then start to make a small little step on a daily basis instead of just making big one and then feel like that it's too big for you to start. Just try small, make a little change mm-hmm. Your breakfast, change your lunch. Try mm-hmm. to research for healthy and natural food. And those daily small steps eventually will build to something bigger that will make big change.
Yes.
Okay. It's amazing. You know, it's not my first time that I'm doing it, but every time there is the same pattern when mm-hmm. someone is in his healing journey. So we had like a very hard time, very negative thinking, not believing that something will help. And then doing some kind of changing their mindset to a positive mindset. And then everything changed and they start with a small little step.
Yes.
It's also great that it's work for you. Mm-hmm. And I hope that it will work to other people that are listening. So we like almost at the end of our interview, was it worth it? And how do you feel today about yourself after you complete your healing journey?
I feel so much better that I was able to take the leap of faith, because I was one of those sitting on the fence saying, is this really true? And I found out that it was.
Okay. And how do you feel about yourself today after you complete it and now you're healthy? Does it
It is so much better than what I was trying before to do on the journey of treating oneself. Compared to the conventional side, this is so much easier to do.
Okay. Basically, I can also feel from you that, you know, you are more balanced, right?
Right.
You're more relaxed and mm-hmm. you are not stressed. So it seems like the method that you're using in order to control your stress level, it's working.
Right.
Okay, so what are you doing these days?
These days, I started a little bit of health coaching others that are facing similar situations. Right now, it's been mostly autoimmune individuals, and I think I see a peak of interest already on some to find out more about the functional medicine doctors as well, mm-hmm. and a little bit about the coaching piece. I already had one person on the first call that was starting her positive mindset of already trying to make that change.
Wow.
And what she did in like starting in 8 days, she noticed a difference already. Even though she knows she has to make more changes, she started to notice a difference in her condition.
It's amazing that, you know, you recover and you basically complete your healing journey, and now you're helping others through your experience.
Yes.
By your functional medicine health coaching certification and experience.
Yes.
And you make them, you know, help them to feel better and stronger and
yes.
doing amazing thing to the world, basically. So yes. continue doing it.
Thank you.
Through all the interview, you mentioned functional medicine. I know what is it, but can you explain a little bit what is functional medicine?
Yes, functional medicine is diving deeper into the root cause of chronic diseases.
Mm-hmm.
And we strive to treat the person as a whole instead of just in parts like the conventional world does. They send you to another doctor for another situation, or they send you to somebody else for another situation instead of going to one specific doctor that understands the entire picture.
Okay.
So testing is more complete. You have more information than if you were to go to an endocrinologist who might kind of say, that, oh, this part's not important, even though it might be, like vitamin D levels, for instance.
Okay. Finding the root cause for everything and not just dealing with the symptoms. Find
right.
and understand why it's happening and then deal with it to,
yes.
to solve the problem.
Right.
Okay, basically that is it. We reached to the end of the interview. The
okay.
last question is: now that we know who you are and what mm-hmm. kind of amazing healing journey you did, and how you recover from diabetes type 2 and also autoimmune disease, and how you develop a positive mindset and deal with stress in your life, can you tell us how people can reach you?
Yes, I do have a website, renewlastinglifestylechanges.net.
Mm-hmm.
And on that website, on the front, you'll see the contact number as well, where you can schedule a consultation. And I would give like a 15-minute consultation to see where you are in your journey. And if you're ready and set to go, then plan things out from there.
Nice, nice. Excellent. I will also put those information on the description so
okay.
people could reach you out. And basically, we finish. So
okay.
thank you so much, Doreen Sconier. It was an mm-hmm. amazing interview, and I had the amazing experience, you know,
mm-hmm.
and learned a lot of about your own personal healing journey. So thank you, mm-hmm. and bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you for taking the time to meet with me.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
If you like the interview and you think it can help you or people you care about, please join us today on a mission to make the world a healthier place and share it with them. Also, subscribe to our channel in order to be always updated. If you are suffering today and you're looking for support, feel free to join our Facebook group, Functional Medicine Healing Journey Support Group, where you can ask questions and get support from functional medicine certified health coach from all over the world, including me. If you have any suggestion, please leave a response. I will review it later. Thank you for listening, and remember, you are just one healthy habit away.